Ecstatic tendencies. Sweat cascading, eyes wide, sweat dripping from a dying face, as it does from a figure in ecstasy, drips from a dancer performing agony. Isolated in a black space, a figure raises their hand towards a protruding emerald leaf, as if to collect water gushing from it. From behind his head, a chandelier of white flower meditates, petals cascading. The figure's cheek is smudged with black and crimson red paint. A white substance, maybe water, maybe light, maybe something else, is wetting the figure's open mouth. The symbols and icons that embellish Ratimi Fani Kayode's portraits are unknown to me. Some feel familiar. I try to grasp their meaning, but they trickle from my mind, perhaps distant ancestral memories forgotten by centuries, oceans and raptures. Marooned by these raptures of vast distances and dislocations, of the inability to return to origins in lands that bear the names of the greedy colonial imagination, tensions flamed, land scorched. In Fani Kayode's work, the black body is creation itself. The black body blooms, it desires, it gives life, it agonizes. While white photographers use the black body only as a prop, curiosity, a site of reaction, as the antithesis of whiteness, Fani Kayode's work presents it as the origin. The African mask, usually seen only as a prop, inanimate, a museum curiosity, becomes a consoling and affirming figure. Not human, nor an apparition, but an ecstatic antibody. They are figures that keep watch over a body, over the living, over the returning, over the dying, while the work keeps watch over the dead. It is the harrowing archive. Despite the certainty of death, the photographs drip, surge, overflow with everything that permeates life, desire, sex, beauty and rage. The work is a document, in stasis, of the artist himself and of the queer black body suspended in a different kind of pandemic, one that ravaged the vilified, the demonised and the vulnerable. He sits, solitary, knife pointing down, resting against his knee. It glimmers in the same way the gold paint swoops across his face. Curling leaves and crimson cascade a crown. He closes his eyes and looks up, allowing his face to swallow the light.